The time of darkness is descending, an age when the dark shall eclipse light, so that men will perhaps call it the age of darkness.
Darkness, everybody, dark, everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark, everyone.
Yo.
Hello, everybody, and hello, Cody. Welcome to another episode of The Darkness.
Oh, buddy, buddy, buddy. Oh, buddy. Extra special episode, CJ.
Extra special, yes. Because not only that it's special, it's extra special because I got the famous part of the MovieSpoilers.com podcast, famous person on here, which is Cody Williams.
Give me too much credit, my friend. Too much credit.
Who is nominated with P1, the magnificent, the phenomenal one.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you guys listen to this, please, please, go ahead. Please go ahead. Don't forget to vote every day for P1 and Cody. And pretty much, you're voting for the site, but you're voting for P1 and Cody so they can win for MovieSpoilers.com for the films.
Yes, indeed.
Film review. So, it's an easy thing to do. Just go to podcastawards.com, go to the little section over there that says film, and just click and highlight it. All you have to do. If you guys actually win, I will actually stop the show and get kicked off the show. So if you guys want me off, then go ahead and vote for them to win. So there you go.
There you go. Apparently that's all the rage nowadays. Getting your ass off the site.
I know, right? That's fine. You know, I'm used to hatred too. So like I said, I experience at work and I can experience online. So that's all good.
Burning bridges, my God.
I'm burning bridges. I don't even have bridges. I'm be like Spider-Man, just trying to web crawl.
Like Gotham City, in the Dark Knight Rises, there's no bridges.
Oh, gosh. Or be like Gotham and not having anything right.
There you go.
God. Talking about some brutal stuff. Man, Gotham, man, I tell you. Why did we should have gotten nominated for Gotham.
Yeah, I thought that was going to get nominated for sure. I know people like hearing us be miserable, so.
But I guess there's too many Tommies out there that that love Gotham.
Right. You do know you got compared to Tommy not too long ago, right, CJ?
I know, right? You know you got compared to your Venom. I got a story about your Venom today, too. So you got my Venom, and I got your Venom.
God, man, I know who you're talking about. Fuck you.
And I know who you're right. So we both. Hey, at least your Venom is rich and got successful parents.
You.
My Venom just smoke weed all the time. That's it. I'm just saying. But yeah, man, we got a great show tonight. You know, nice and light. I mean, we already pimped you guys out, so hopefully we can pimp you guys out again.
Oh, we will be doing it, man. We'll be doing it. We got a month to go. Well, a little more than a month actually. So yeah, we're gonna be doing that to our heart's content, my friend.
And I listened to the podcast of the recap of the podcast awards by those guys, and my goodness, you guys want to talk about me and how I dropped the ball?
I was like, man, this is the official podcast awards handlers, and they have fucking monumentally, dude. They were not prepared at all. They had extra slides and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
We would just like to be a surprise and kind of BS for about 2 hours, and you know, we're gonna go down the road and talk about each and every podcast that we nominate. Come to hour like 49, they were like, man, whatever. Movie spoilers. Who else is on here? Film Sack. Yeah. That's
like, God, they got categories mixed up. They're naming out the wrong fucking nominations.
I need to clean the back of their house.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. Put up a green screen or something. Cover it up.
There was only one dude's fucking Skype video feed was working. The other two, still picture. And one didn't even have a goddamn picture. Just said,
it was a still picture. I'm like, what is this?
Jesus Christ, man.
We woke our engineer up for some BS. I mean, he could just post everything and nobody have to, you know, watch it. You know, if I was those guys and I'm in, you know, everybody looking to me at my site, you know, and I'm the king to giving out awards, I wouldn't even get on there. I would just say, like, here it is. All right, vote for your people that you like. Yeah. Out, I'm out. Like, I want to be a behind the scenes person.
Right.
You know, if I got that big. No, you should not want to be in the limelight unless you are on top of your game. That's why P1 and you are nominated, because you guys are on top of your game.
Yes, we are.
The brothers. Good Lord. They was just going over it. They was like showing the nominees before they even start calling them.
Oh, man.
And the screen started flipping out. And they were like, yo, we're having some technical difficulties. I'm like, come on now. I mute the whole thing and I just watched something.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. That shit was pretty bad, man. I was like, damn, this is the way they show us off, us podcasters? All right. Okay, damn. All right. I guess.
I know. Well, they really started talking about each and everybody. They're like, hey, we're going to start about the people choice and all this.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, when they get to like, category like 15, they're just like, I don't know. honey, can you put on the dinner, please?
Give a fuck.
They did not. They could have. Oh, gosh, people. I hope you guys watched it. I hope you didn't watch it. Just listen to the recap version.
No, they should watch. Like, look, is that like some kind of highlights they can find or something? Please watch that. I don't know if you can.
No,
but still, that shit's hilarious.
You want to see some highlights? Go get some dirty laundry that you have in your hamper and stump it on a chair, and then just put a fat white guy in front of the camera and just have him talk for like nonsense.
Oh my god.
There you go. That's your highlight.
My God, man. Ridiculous.
Yeah. You know what? I was surprised they have a gay, lesbian, transgender podcast award.
Hey, trying to be cool, man. Trying to get with the times.
I guess so. I guess, like, you know, it made me think about, like, what we do. And, like, maybe we need to have a theme. I mean, I guess if you're going to be gay or whatever, you're going to have a gay theme all the time. Do you want to just talk about gayness? I mean, we're the darkness. Do we talk about blackness all the time? The darkness,
yeah. That can have multiple meanings.
Okay. Yeah, it can.
Technically so.
Yeah. I was happy that Fire Up got nominated on the gay lesbian.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. It was Flame Up or Flame On? Or?
Flame On, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, really? Okay.
And I want to listen to a transgender podcast. Like, what are they talking about?
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know. Maybe they just talk about regular topics, but they just you transgender people.
I don't know. Are they just being regular people? Right. I mean, why are they getting category? Like, it'd be funny if they're a transgender and they're talking about movies, but then they get put into the gay lesbian category.
Right. Yeah, see, that'd be kind of fucked up, actually.
Well, I'd just like to talk about today the movie I saw last week, and it was some bullcrap.
I can imagine.
I mean, like, what justifies it being a
shit, beats me, but I actually got to listen to him at one point.
I mean,
they talk about.
I mean,
I don't fucking know.
See, people call this podcast gay sometimes. So why are you nominated in that?
Yeah, well, shit, plenty of our podcasts gay.
Right,
one point or another. Let's put some type of innuendo in there. So I don't know, man.
Yeah, all those categories that they had, it was. You know, we're just all waiting for the movie category. Mm. The TV category, I was shocked.
Exactly.
Like, they had, how do you gonna have four different Walking Dead podcasts?
Exactly.
I mean, if you got four people nominated for Walking Dead, you should have just like been a judge and say, all right, only one of these categories can be Walking Dead. I mean, that's kind of overkill just to put four in there.
Fuck yeah, that's been a lightly actually. Damn.
I mean. So, yeah, first they had People Choice, you know, Serial and Rooster Teeth and all that stuff is in there. You know, I listen to Serial. Serial, you know, it was good until the end.
Because
Serial, you know, I love This American Life. And with the spinoff show of Serial, the chick that does that, I cannot stand her or her voice. You know, I couldn't stand, she had an interesting topic. But then at the end, she does that BS like, well, nobody knows if this guy or not really did kill the Korean girl or not. But that's up to you to decide. I'm like, no! Darn it. I'm not going to listen to you for 12 episodes.
Well, right here, right now, goddammit.
Right. Right. I'm like, there's no happy endings in the real world. I'm like, okay, I'm turning you off.
Okay, thank you for the reality check. Jesus Christ.
Then you got Best Produce. I don't know anybody that knows in that category. Except some big names, you know, Adam Carolla.
How
stuff.
About that business category, man? They were on that shit for a long time.
Ooh, man, they
15 minutes they're on that shit. Like, damn, that must be the most interesting set of podcasts on the planet. Because, damn.
How many times can you do a business podcast, like weekly, bi-weekly?
Jesus, can we run the fucking NASDAQ numbers all the fucking time? Jesus Christ.
unless they're doing the Wolf of Wall Street stuff, where they're describing all the cocaine and hookers. And
okay, that's the only time. Yeah, that was good. Okay, yeah, I get down with that. I understand that, yeah. But fuck, I guess, I don't know.
Now, I was confused when they had the best video podcast. I'm like, what is that?
Just podcast featuring video.
Okay, I mean, I guess it's not a podcast at that point. It's just a video. But
yeah, I guess, yeah.
Semantics?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Best video podcast. Cool. And then you got, like you said, business. I don't know what they're talking about. Education. Grammar Girl, I used to listen to her. She's pretty cool. Then she got crazy. Stuff You Should Know, they are so boring.
Mm.
Good Lord. I downloaded them once, and they are terrible.
So they're the film sec of education. Okay, gotcha.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, some people like that hipster, you know, that hipster talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, guys, we like to talk about, you know, stuff you should know. So this time we're going to do some things I'm going to talk about. I'm like, Jesus. Like, some people don't have any flavor. Like, listen to the people like Spill and P1 and, you know, and yourself. You all have distinct voices.
Mm-hmm.
You all have, great voices and whatnot. Some of these other podcasts, voices are atrocious, you know. And like I said, I know I'm not one to talk. My voice that I hear when I listen back to the podcast sounds nothing like I do in my head. Nothing.
You sound like fucking James Earl Jones in your head.
I do, and then I understand why people get upset.
Wow, I'm glad you finally get it.
No, I get it. You know, I understand.
Okay. Realization.
But that's what happens when you have a big ego. Then you just like, okay, baby
steps. Baby steps.
Yeah, yeah. Can't stand it. I mean, nobody can stand their own voice because you can't. You really can't hear it. You got to train yourself to listen to your own voice and how to train it. Howard Stern, he had a. If you listen to the early Howard Stern, he had a whiny, nasally voice. And now you listen to him now, and he's had this, like, deep, smooth voice and stuff like this. So the voices that killed me. Even when I listen to, like I said, This American Life, sometimes when they have some of their female, not even female, it's female or male, but when they have some of their newer people come on to talk about a story, you know, I just hear their voice, and some of them are just so, like, just so nasally and so dry. You're like, oh, my goodness, please, just stop. Just stop. Anyway, we also had education, entertainment, which none of us are on there for.
Well, we only care about one fucking category. Let's be real.
Yeah. They even had the anime. Like, man, what is up with this One Piece podcast? Why is this one? Like, they had a lot of animes. Well, not a lot. They only had two.
Right.
But they had these two anime podcasts, like One Piece, and I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, how can that go? Is One Piece still going on, actually? I'm not too familiar.
One Piece. It's supposed to go on for at least another 10 years.
Oh, shit, okay, wow, okay. So they have material.
Yeah,
that
Oda.
Okay.
Like, I guess. I don't know where Oda's going to get it from. He's always sick or in the hospital or he's always doing something.
Damn, 10 years, all right, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, but these guys, they got a following. They have enough following where they're faint. The fans send them to Japan to take pictures and stuff.
Oh, no shit. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I guess. So, and they were actually doing pretty well when they were on, when Wayne and I was on Podomatic, we always saw them. Like, we was actually, like, number 10 behind Entertainment Podcast.
Okay.
On Podomatic, so I saw them. You know, you got the food and drink. The beer is going to win again.
Yep.
Yeah.
As they should.
All of it, that's a germ of the spiel. So Spill kind of all over this place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the funny thing is, you know, when I saw Rubio, I already saw, like, his trophies and, you know, got his trophies, and I saw what they looked like. Saw Corey and his trophies. So, like, it's funny, like, we know these people. We know people in this circle that have these trophies.
Yeah.
Yeah. race. Like, it may win. I mean, they got a good following.
Oh, they got a great following, yeah.
But the thing about, you know, they're going to get in the gaming category. A lot of those people got good following and hardcore fans that will vote every day. So that's going to be kind of tough. It's not going to be like kind of, you know, I'm going to vote this one day, the last day of the month. All this, you know.
Yeah.
Then we got General. And I guess General is just General. I don't know what it means. Hello, Internet and all this stuff. So, yay.
There you go. Plain and simple.
And how does Serial get nominated twice? For People's Choice and Serial in general?
Well, yeah, plenty of stuff got nominated twice. Like, Rushwood's podcast, Night Attack?
Yeah.
I got nominated, like, I don't know how many times.
Oh, it did? Yeah. Night Attack did get nominated.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Health and Fitness, too. I mean, I don't know what you listen to with that. So. Mature. No, we didn't get nominated Mature.
Shit, we should have. Shit, we talk about it here.
So, yeah, there we go. I'm about to vote right now since I'm already on here.
Goddamn, so,
movie. movie spoilers, yeah, and.
You opened a portal to hell back there, man. What's going on?
Yeah, some kind of demon from hell trying to take my dog. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Man, at least let you vote first. Goddamn.
I know. That's why they're trying to not make me record.
Yeah, see, well, I guess some people prefer you to get dragged to hell, so I don't know. They should keep that going on. Damn.
So what do you think your strategy going to be to try to win? Okay, before I go on, then after that, we just got Pod right. Safety Music.
Yeah, well, I don't like to ship at the rest. Let's be real. We can stop right there. No, as far as our strategy goes, man, it worked before. We got the number one nomination, apparently. So, hey, people, keep doing what you're doing. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, we see Martin. Martin, he put a toast saying that, hey, we hope we win. And I wanted to put a message like, hey, you better represent us then or tell your people.
Yeah, because, you know, you sure as hell don't know how to do that. So, yeah, maybe Martin will.
yeah, if I don't get sabotaged.
Sure. Right.
I'm not even gonna get into that.
Man, we actually pulled it through with your fuck up of a promotion, man. That is amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, you still got
that's the real victory. That is the true victory right there. That's why we're so ecstatic. Why we're celebrating shit. Yeah, damn, man. So. That shit happened.
Yep, so anyway, people, just go to that website, vote right now, do it now, I'm voting right now.
PodcastAwards.com, people, make it happen.
So easy to do.
Very easy.
You don't even have to vote for, like, everything, you can just vote for one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was one thing,
I need to call Rubio and tell him to vote for us, too.
So everybody, you can vote.
And Jason, what's his name? He wants to definitely thank Jason because he loves you.
Yeah, he gives a shout out too. So, I saw it on Facebook. Thanks to Mr. Murphy.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's all the hoeing that we need to do. Let's get to some real stuff as well.
Yeah, real. Like, okay. Yeah, I guess we can call it that.
We're gonna go ahead and run through all this. The first thing is. So last week, man, you called it, man. Like the night that we recorded that Power Rangers thing.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of brushed it off. I didn't think it would be that crazy. Just like you did, we brushed it off. And then the next day, it's like the apocalypse happening. Like Saban came down and destroyed the Power Rangers. You can't have that. The Green Ranger on Twitter saying that he wouldn't let his children watch it, and this is this is too adult. And then you got hardcore Power Ranger fans like, yeah, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is gritty and this is real. This is what I miss. And then you got people like us like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, Yeah, from every single angle. Like, the whole, Saban, is that how you pronounce it? Saban? I don't know.
Saban, anyway, yes, Saban. Yeah,
them coming down on it, I didn't agree with that necessarily. I kind of understood where they were coming from, but I agree with, like, free speech and all that shit, because I don't think it's going to, like, ruin their new reboot coming out next year.
Right.
But still, I thought it should be left online. It came back online, right? Pretty sure it did.
I don't. Yeah, they kind of filed something, and they were able to put their stuff back on. Yeah. I mean, Saban was trying to be, they were trying to be bullies.
Yeah, you know, I didn't agree with that process, so.
You know, Saban wouldn't even pay attention to it if it didn't get that much hype.
Right, as shit as I thought that short was, I don't agree with him taking it off the fucking net. I thought that was a bit extreme.
Well, the main thing was, Saban should be happy, at least people talking about the Power Rangers at this point. You know, like I said last week, the only person I knew that talked about it was my 35-year-old friend who hates Valentine's Day. So.
I don't know, man. I think Power Rangers still had a decent following, man. I think they still have that nostalgic tick in old people's hearts, man. So, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. But this actually had people who were, like, closeted Power Ranger freaks.
Yeah, that's what I said. They were going to come out at some point because that movie's coming next year. They were going to come out in droves. Once they saw that trailer looking badass and shit, I'm sure we'll have a badass trailer.
But,
it's going to happen. It was going to happen.
Yeah.
It was inevitable.
I just thought it was silly. Yeah, you and I both thought it was just ridiculous. You're like, all right, well, this is some kind of fan. I don't even like watching fan fix stuff.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And then people are like, it's satire, man. You know, it was just trying to be funny. It wasn't trying to be serious. I'm like, I don't know.
Even if it was, I still don't find it entertaining. Like, I'm not going to watch it again. I think it's still fucking stupid. And not in a good way.
Yeah, it was. I didn't get it. I'm like, well, why did the Black Ranger fighting these Koreans with knives and trying to? He can't take on Koreans. The Korean can cut him up, but he can fight a monster. Whatever. And this question, make me think about, like, the kid properties. Do they really need to be edgy?
No.
Like, do we really need to have edgy reboots of kids' shows?
No. You can keep the spirit of the original show while also making it more for broader audiences, like, let's say, adults or teenagers. It's possible. Yeah. You can make it happen. Yeah, go full fucking dark and gritty with it.
Right. What's the point of being dark and gritty?
Yeah.
You know, you making things dark and gritty, does that make you better, like a better man or a better woman or... A better adult?
No, you gotta understand where the fucking property itself comes from. Like, that's why Marvel's take on Daredevil makes sense. Perfect. That Netflix series coming out? Perfect. Right there. Boom. Chris Nolan's Batman series? Makes sense. Fucking Man of Steel? No. God damn it. Jesus Christ, people. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. God. I mean, can you imagine if they did make something edgy? Like, what kid show would they try to remake as edgy?
That's a good question.
If you were the Hollywood soulless bastard.
If I was a soulless son of a bitch in Hollywood, what would I make? That's a good question. I like that.
What?
Huh.
There you go.
I would try to choose the most kiddie. Oh, wow. You know what? This actually, man. Have you seen that Rugrats shit on Funny or Die?
Oh, I think so, somewhat.
Yeah.
They had Angelica.
Yeah, it was like some dark, twisted, like Darren Aronofsky, Requiem for a Dream type shit. That was hilarious to me. See, that's how you do it.
People are always trying to make Rugrats dark and gritty. Like, do you hear, like, the theory? It was like a theory that all the kids died.
Right.
And the parents were just coming together to talk about their dead children that died at childbirth or something.
Yeah, and it matched up perfectly, which is the funny part about it, or scary part, how you look at it, but yeah. Yeah, what would I make dark and gritty? You got anything? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, Street Sharks, you know. Let's make it. I saw some people putting posters of Street Sharks, and I'm like, that's terrible. Like, I went back to look at it. The only thing Street Shark had going for it, and that was barely, was a damn theme song.
Oh, man. You know what I would do? I'd do fucking Dexter's Laboratory. I mean, like some Island of Dr. Moreau shit, unnecessarily. There we go. Perfect. Him making these fucking fucked up science experiments. It's like taking over the world entirely. And he bitches kills his sister, Dee Dee. Oh, yeah. Make it happen.
You know, they already they kind of beat you to it. There's like some kind of Dexter on somewhere on YouTube where he becomes like Dexter the serial killer.
I think I remember something about that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Something like that. There you go.
Man, I swear, everybody out there is trying to justify themselves of enjoying something that either, you know, they're trying to tell themselves, hey, this is what I watch as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't be satisfied. Like, if it's for kids, it's for kids, and just be happy with it. Like,
Yeah. You
know, there's plenty of shows that I enjoy that could be considered quote unquote for kids, but, you know, people got to view it that way.
Yeah.
You know, places in Japan with different, they draw animes or different type of animes that's supposed to appeal to all ages. You know, they just do it just for the way we watch, you know, regular shows. Some of them, they just got a drama where there's no action, there's no cartoony theme.
It's
a drama. So, I don't know. We're in America. We have a different view of what's kid and what's not for kids.
Right.
So. And even if you find out your show is for kids, just own up. Just own it.
Jesus Christ, people.
I mean, as long as you're not, like, wearing the costumes and not the bed all the time, you know, like doing some BDSM with Doug Funny.
Yeah, see, that's taking a bit far.
Gotcha.
Jesus Christ, yeah, goddamn.
Tying your making your Quellman costume out of, like, you know, using that belt against your neck or something like that, like autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, there's limits. There's limits.
Yeah. Spraying that mayonnaise on Patty while you skeetering on everybody else. So, yeah.
Oh, man. Awesome.
You know who else is dark and gritty?
Who's that?
Your Venom.
Oh, goddamn you, CJ.
Your boy.
Why do we have to talk about him every fucking week? He comes up somehow, some way, every week. I don't get it.
I think he listens to us.
Goddamn, dude, every time. Like, seriously. He's becoming a mainstay of the darkness, I swear to God. And it's fucking ridiculous.
Him and the other enemies of the darkness are coming out there, and he's one of them.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's a Sinister Six.
Well, they're forming the Sinister Six right now. We got two. Four more to go.
You're gonna come home one day, and you're gonna just see Jaden just sitting on sitting in your house. If I am not here, then can I be there?
Exactly. God damn, man.
But yeah, your boy, he come out with his beast mode.
Beast mode. Uh-oh. Watch out, CJ. Beast mode. He's coming with it, man.
Is that a Transformers or something?
Gotcha. What? This is fucked. Alright. God damn it.
I can't even listen to Samurai Champloo now. No. It just sounds like a bad version of that.
Christ. I don't want to hear that shit, dude. No. Oh, damn it. Wayne, why the fuck you, Wayne? Yeah, Wayne was the one that sent us that goddamn link, people. If you didn't know. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, God damn it, people. Shit, if you're a Jaden Smith fan, there goes your fix. Golly.
Yeah, there you go, people.
Oh, God.
Yeah, speaking of your alter ego.
No. Is it more on him, CJ? I'm about to fucking...
No, it is not more.
Okay, Jesus.
I'm only talking about him because his dad had that movie come out this week.
Focus.
Yeah, so... what was your... I just wanted to know, what was your best Will Smith movie?
My favorite Will Smith movie? Huh. That is a great question. I'm trying to think. It might be the original Men in Black.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think what else? Yeah, I think... Yeah, that's my favorite.
I will have to go with Independence Day.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, explain yourself, CJ.
Okay. Independence Day was like... One, I have like a lot of trauma because of Independence Day.
Okay. Please, I can't wait to hear this shit. Okay, go ahead, please.
Well, that was the first time I was actually, I know that I was watching like an alien movie. You know, alien coming down to destroy things, and we had to fear aliens because of that kind of movie. You know,
movie.
Yeah.
Yes. Keyword movie.
And then that was like then that was one of the first games I bought from my dad bought me this Independence Day Tiger Electronic game where you get the little joystick and everything you can fly around and shoot down the alien ships.
Okay, I can kind of remember something like that.
Yeah.
So
well, my dad, you know, he had a moment where he was being a douchebag, and he did not want me to take my toy back with me, and he took it away from me, and I couldn't play. And I was upset.
Damn, so you mean to tell me 11-year-old CJ was traumatized by Independence Day? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Yeah, because he took it away. But for that movie, though, watching that movie was the only thing I had close to playing that game again, because I enjoyed that little video game that I had.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie since then, CJ?
I have.
Okay.
I have, and it was fun. The only thing I didn't
it
get was like
fun.
It was fun. I'm not gonna say it was great. Like I love MIB, but I just don't want to hop on your wagon and tell you.
But MIB is clearly a better film.
It definitely is. You're right. But you already took it, man. We gotta keep the conversation going.
How we can still keep the conversation going?
All right.
God. Yeah, but
all right, I kowtow. Yes, Men in Black was definitely my favorite. I mean, I wanted to go to Burger King. I was like 14. And I wanted to get the Neuralizer.
Yeah.
I wanted to buy that Neuralizer toy.
Yeah, I remember walking to that theater and you saw those posters with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. I was like,
yeah. I loved it. I wanted that Neuralizer. I wanted to go ahead and blind people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not blind people, but erase their memories.
Uh-huh.
I love the fact that you had aliens in that world and you know. There was like a group of people that couldn't find you. Like you can erase your fingerprints and your you know, and nobody knows who you are anymore, mm-hmm. or they think you're dead. Men in Black was just so fun. Yeah. You had the cricket. I even remember that movie was so good that my auntie she bought it on bootleg from you know,
of course,
from that stereotype that guy. Like the
someone
guy
see his family buying bootleg. You know.
Yeah, wait a minute. Don't just
wow, me. What a stretch.
Anyway, she got it from like one of those dudes that sell it out the trunks. And I remember I saw it in the theater, but then and this was back in the day where you had to wait like 7 years for something to come out on VHS.
Yeah.
So, like, I really wanted to see Men in Black again. So she got it for me on bootleg.
And that was the beginning of your journey.
The funny thing.
Where it all started. God damn, that fateful day.
Well, the funny thing was, like, I don't know what kind of camera this brother had, but the camera was, like, so high, or so janky that it was able to see through the special effects
what?
Of the screen.
How did that work?
I kid you not.
Wait, what is that shit, wireframe?
Yes, I saw the wireframe of the alien bug and everything. I'm like, how am I able? I thought, like, I had some kind of special tape because I was able to see, like, it was like they didn't even finish rendering it, you know? But it was a bootleg because he was in the theater. You can hear people talking in the theater.
How does it work? How's it possible?
The camera, I don't know, man. I really wish she still had that bootleg tape.
Oh, God.
She does not
where
have
is that? Where I see that? Oh, my God.
I swear to God, I am not making this up.
Yo, I got
the camera.
Oh, my God. I'm putting that on my bucket list. I got to find it.
The camera was so good. The camera was so good that it shot through like all like every time a digital effect came on, it shot through it. Like you could see the wiring, the frame.
You sure that wasn't a prop for the movie like, itself?
Well, you saying the brother was like actually on set?
Yeah, y'all wanted alien weapons.
he actually edited his own video together. Yeah, I remember that. My brain exploded. I'm like, oh my goodness, like man, this man got a tape that can see through X-ray vision.
Ah, oh, man, delirious, man, delirious. Speaking of delirious, man, I think we P1 ran into some of your family members last night, actually, CJ.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. When you know downtown LA, man, it's like crackhead city. We had this one dude, man, went into him. This dude trying to tell us fucking poetry. So, hey, young brother, let me tell you some poetry real quick. We're like, oh, it's okay, sir. Hey, come on, man, I can tell you poetry because it's going to be 1 second. I'm like, oh, no, it's cool. But hey, 1 second. Kept fucking persisting. Kept persisting. Like, you know what the fuck to do? Hurry up, go. All right, go. Fuck it. Whatever, go. I don't know what the fuck this dude was talking about. I just remember him bringing up something about Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
A great man.
You gotta be fucking kidding me. We have found the LACJ.
I know. I heard you guys on that podcast. Like, what is my deal with Martin Luther King?
Exactly. What is it with people with Martin Luther King today, man? Even though I don't know a goddamn thing about him, still.
I know everything about him.
Oh, do you?
I even know his mistress and everything. I know all that.
You know that part.
Yeah.
Primarily bring up the mistress shit and him being like a terrible father figure and all that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, his kids copyrighted I Have a Dream. Well, you can't put that in movies or TV shows because it's copyrighted.
Right.
Yeah. But now, like, what happened was my mom, she took me to Atlanta. For she liked taking us to Atlanta, Georgia, so we enjoyed going to trips with her. And she ended up taking me to, like, the Martin Luther King Museum, where we, like, did a whole day of going through all, like, the Martin Luther King. You can see his clothes, his cologne, board games. You can go in his house. We saw his house. We saw the place that he got shot, where they threw a bomb at his house. We did, like, the whole Martin Luther King thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, I don't know, that's what happened.
So that's how it began. Huh?
And I think I got struck by lightning and his soul intertwined with my body, and I became Dr. King.
Yes. So you read past all the whole civil rights movement and all of that. You just went straight to the fucking mission shit. Yep, that's CJ logic right there.
Yeah. Hey, that's the best part.
Only part that matters to you.
I tell you to keep it down, girl. Don't you say nothing. If you say anything, your children and my illegitimate children would not be able to walk and talk and drink from the fountains. He knew what he was doing. He was telling those people to be quiet. He didn't have to tell them to be quiet. They already knew. Like, I gotta take this to my grave. If I don't, we become slaves all over again.
All
right.
Jesus Christ. Good doctor.
So you know this past week. I mean, speaking of other dead people.
Oh, more dead people. Oh, boy. Bring the show down. Yeah. Okay.
Now, Little Nemo died.
Yes, he did. Spock.
Spock.
Mm-hmm.
Spock is dead.
Yep.
So he's gone. And I'm not going to talk too much about it, but I wanted to ask you, if you could bring back a famous celebrity, who you bring back from the dead?
Who would I bring?
And I'll say movie star, so I can't say Martin Luther King, so I'll handicap myself.
Well, yes, you did. You very much
did. You feel good. There you go.
The movie star back from the dead. Well, that's a good question. I'm trying to think. I know people get affected by these celebrity deaths all the time. I'm like, I'm not one of the dudes that get, too into that or glorify celebrities at all. Because let's face it, if we drop dead right now, they wouldn't give a shit. So I'm like, I can't really buy into that. So I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Ooh. Oh, I'll help you out. There's a recent person that I'll bring back.
Okay.
And that would be Robin Williams.
All right.
Bring him back. I love the guy because, he named his daughter Zelda because he had her in February, and she was born the exact same day that the Zelda game was created. That's why her name is Zelda. And two, he's a funny guy, so you got to bring back comedians. And three, if he did come back, he should have all the cocaine he wants, so he don't have to get depressed again.
The
cocaine.
That cocaine, man. You know what? Who I would bring back, and I'm not trying to just say this for selfish reasons, I'm not trying to demean his death or anything like that. I'll bring back Heath Ledger. Yeah. Because I thought he was just hitting his peak, and I've always wondered, man, like, what would he would have done after The Dark Knight?
Probably crap.
Possibly. And I always wondered, man, how much better would The Dark Knight Rises have been if Heath Ledger was alive? Because Joker would have been in there, for sure, at some capacity. So I wonder, man. I just wonder. And that's always going to bug me for, like, the rest of my life. Like, damn, what if Heath Ledger was still alive? What if the Joker was in The Dark Knight Rises? I would love to see what that would look like.
So you say Heath Ledger, but I would have been happy. I mean, not happy that he did, but I would have been happy if he doesn't come back. Like you said, like, I love The Dark Knight. I think, like, that's one of, like, the greatest movies I've seen in my entire life.
Goddamn right.
And I don't want him to come back because all the people do is once you hit a high, you either keep going high and then you crash. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you don't try, even if, I mean, that's life. That's what people, that's what we do as humans. You know, you can't be on top forever. And yeah, it's better, you know, and it's good that you can go hit high and then go down low. But when it comes down to like entertainment like that, I'm glad that he like the top Joker, that he became, he made the best movie in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, I can deal with him not coming back at all. And I can, you know, I mean, sad that he sucks. I mean, sucks that he died because he got kids and stuff. You know, but I mean, they're taken care of too. So, you know, that's all good. But they made me enjoy my movie even better. If it wasn't for him dying, I probably wouldn't even saw the Batman. Because I swore off Batman. Like, I remember when Batman and Robin came out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this is terrible. And I got up out of the theater, and I walked in, and I went to go see Clueless. I didn't even finish Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin and Clueless.
Yeah, Clueless came on. Clueless was actually on the same time Batman and Robin came out.
Oh, wow. Dad, she had a two-part, Alicia Silverstone. Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. She, my goodness.
Damn. Wow. Damn.
I didn't realize that.
Damn, that was her year.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I got up and left. I went to go watch Clueless. I'm like, all right, man, I'm watching this movie. And after that, I didn't even know there was another Batman movie out there. I missed the Dark Knight Begins because they didn't call it Batman. They call it, well, Batman Dark Knight.
What? How Batman Begins, goddammit. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, Batman Begins. Okay, yeah. I missed it. I missed it there because, you know, people just said Dark Knight, so I didn't really know what they were talking about. And I was already, like I said, I swore off Batman. So.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. That was back in your days when you were really fucking comic book illiterate. I forgot about that.
Yeah. You remember those days?
Boy, goddamn. You didn't know a fucking thing.
I definitely did not. thank God for the Leog.
Jesus Christ.
If it wasn't for the Leog, the speed me up to...
Yeah, that'd be a lost soul against so many more of those classic CJ reviews.
Oh, man, I would have been stuck with anime, too. I am so glad I'm out that anime hole.
Are you really? You sure?
I really am, man. Look, really? There's only two animes I'm reading right now. That's it.
Okay.
I mean, I go to conventions, though, but it's just for fun, just to see people. But, my goodness, man, it's not what I thought it was. It's not what I... Goodness.
No.
Anyway.
Not at all.
Well, I got another one for you.
You got something else, CJ?
Yeah, we got one last one. And this one is, what is the best movie with the character's name in the title?
The fuck? Like some general-ass questionnaire? Best movie, the character? Shit, I don't know. Character's name in the title. Does it just have to be his name alone, or could it be something else in the title?
His name just had to be in the title.
I guess it's got to be obvious to say Batman Begins. I can't think of anything else.
I want to say that's a cop-out, but yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, technically it falls within those parameters, so.
Yeah, it does. Darn.
I can't think of anything else, so I'm going with that. Fuck you.
shoot, I'll say Iron Man then. There you go.
That works too. Fine.
All right. Captain America.
Now you know you're lying. No, do you have a serious answer, though, or what? Is it Iron Man?
It is now, yes.
Damn, they ain't such an Iron Man fan. Okay. Right on.
Well, the first Iron Man.
Right. I didn't know.
I mean, I know you love the third one.
So. Yeah, my favorite movie of all time.
All time. I mean, I think you said that number two was the best, and then number three.
Mm-hmm.
You go 2, 3, 1.
Yeah, I always get it mixed up. But yeah, 3 takes that top slot, man. I adore that movie.
Okay. You funny bastard.
Not as funny as that movie.
Yeah, man. Oh, so anyway, I know you got something to tell us.
Do I?
I thought you got some news about the Spectacular.
Oh, that's all rumor, man. I don't know that's fucking real. We could talk.
Oh, everything rumor?
Yeah, talking about the Spectacular Spider-Man. That's supposedly what it's called, maybe.
The director. Yeah, Drew, director rumor?
Apparently Drew Goddard's on it. He's writing and directing it, but they came out and said that they're talking to him right now. That's not set in stone.
okay.
But yeah, those reports came out. They had the whole rundown. Like, did you read those reports? By the way, by any chance, CJ?
No, I just saw like clips and stuff, like okay. People saying who's supposed to be Spider-Man and whatnot.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a general rundown. Basically, there's no origin story. He's in high school. He's established already. Iron Man is supposed to make an appearance for some fucking reason. What else? Oh, yeah, he's supposed to be battling the Sinister Six already, I guess. And that's about it. That's the gist of it. So, yeah. So I'm okay with half of that, but I'm hoping the other half's kind of bullshit because I don't want to dive headfirst into Sinister Six right now. I think that's kind of unnecessary at this point. I think it needs to build up, but that's just me. I don't know. Some fans might think otherwise. I don't know. What do you think, CJ?
What's the point? Why can't they put people in college anymore? They don't. The movie not believe people. You know, young people are in college.
Well, to be fair, the best Spidey stories are of him in high school. So,
but college and high school, especially if he's a freshman in college or, you know, freshman in high school, it's not too far off. You know, you can still be an awkward nerd in college.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
You know, if anything, you got to fight fraternity frat boys instead of football players.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see a Spider movie about that. Just him fighting frat boys.
I felt like he was in college for the Sam Raimi Spider-Man.
Yeah, basically for most of that, because he graduated in the first movie for like halfway through it. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Whenever I hear people put him back in high school, I'm like, oh my goodness. Just give him, put him in college, because at least I can have some college girls, you know, to look at or something.
Yeah. Like,
is Hollywood against 20-something year olds?
You're looking at college, like, college girls. Why are you lying, CJ?
I'm not seeing.
That's a lie.
You can put them back in preschool. Goodness. Spider babies. With Z Walking Dead. Oh, and everybody, please check out Z new movie. New Blood.
Yes, please watch that teaser. Please.
Let's support all of our brethren on the movie podcast.
Yes, especially Z. New Blood Awakening, people. That's going to be something special. I could just feel it. That teaser was amazing. Woo!
Yes, help, if you guys help us win, then Z can also win as well.
We'll fly you out to Ohio to a free screening of New Blood Awakening.
I should drive up there to see Z on his screening.
You should. Take a video documentary out of it.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, are you going to actually fly down to Las Vegas?
I might, man. It's during the week, so it's going to be tough for me to pull that off. I'm going to try to make it happen, but we'll see.
Okay. If you go, man, I'll go. I'll definitely go.
Okay. Yeah, it's on a Tuesday, so.
So we can, like, at least if we don't win, bum rush the stage and take down Film Saki.
Yeah, that's going to happen, man. Fuck that, yeah.
Good Lord, dude, I'll tell you, man.
Fucking Revenga. Revenga!
Yeah, so. All right, well, I guess we're getting close to wrapping up.
Yes, we are, man. I guess it's time to move on to those illustrious questions.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. CJ hour, as I would like to call it.
Oh, God.
Minute. CJ minute. Pull these up real quick. Hold on. Alrighty, here we go. First one is from Cynthia. She says, shit, Cody, 5 minutes, nothing. WizardCon went on way longer than 5 minutes. Hashtag fuck do the bear. Damn.
Oh. Well, there you go, Cynthia. I did something a little different this time. We had some stuff ready, and we talked about it.
It wasn't a peak this weekend, so improvement. Hashtag
I hope you were. I hope you was entertained, Cynthia. So there you go.
Well, I guess we'll find out next week.
Ungrateful hoe.
Yo, I think Cynthia lives in Vegas, man. I think she does. Yeah, so you should go to Vegas. Yeah, you two should have a little chat. Yeah, that'd be.
Yeah, I'll spit in her face.
Damn.
Nah, okay. Well,
Jesus Christ.
But there you go. There you go. I edited a little bit. You know, I read what you said. So. You know, I want to make this show better so we can actually get nominated for real next year.
Look,
so.
Hey, he's listening.
I'm trying, y'all.
Wait, people remember like that quote from Prometheus. Can't believe I'm quoting Prometheus, but big things have small beginnings. Always remember that, folks. Always
what?
Yes, I just quoted Prometheus. Kill me, CJ. Kill me.
I'm pretty sure somebody better said that.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's the only thing I remember from lately, so I don't fucking know. Anyway, I'm sure Wayne would be happy about that. You know, he loves Prometheus. That's a fair.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
He does. He loves all those old stuff.
Lives and dies by that shit. Maybe he'll have a Prometheus tattoo, actually, soon. I think that's what I heard, yeah. Anyway, next question comes from, she has a response to that. It's from Holly. She says, hashtag fuck CJ do the bear. Jesus Christ. And they really don't like you, man. Or do the bear.
Hey, if they're not talking about you, then you're not doing something right. So there you go.
Yeah, you're not doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're not doing something. You're doing something very wrong, CJ.
Peanut butter and jealous, I tell you.
Oh, did you just do that? Did you really just do that? Goddamn.
They hate us because they ain't us.
Oh, Jesus. Man, damn. You really don't give a fuck. My God. Jeez. Oh, okay. All right, we'll ignore that. last question comes from Miss M with this chaos. She says, did you guys hear about that Power Rangers fan? I guess you're talking about the fan film. Was a satire of a Dark Gritty reboot? And if so, does this change your opinion of it?
You want to go ahead?
Not really, because I really have no desire to watch it again. Like I said, I thought the production value was pretty good, but overall, I just thought it was just fucking stupid. Even though they were trying to be stupid, I just thought, I didn't really get anything from it other than just being fucking stupid, so.
Yeah, I thought it was, I think we talked about it earlier, I thought it was kind of silly. You know, it was just silly fun, something that, you know, you would watch on YouTube, and that's about it.
Yeah.
I didn't see the hype for having all, I guess they have big names, or big name people in this YouTube video project. So, you know, that was impressive, but.
I guess you can call them big names.
I think the thing that kind of annoyed me a little bit was just, people were just like, yeah, man, this is the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
This is it. This is how I express myself as a Power Ranger. This is how I'm like, I didn't. Okay.
I guess dark and greedy is the way to go. Dark and greedy equals good.
If we act like that for every fan film that we saw online, then, good lord, where's our standards?
Yeah, that's when shit really gonna start getting fucking old and tired.
And to answer your question, too, you said that this is a satire. Yeah. I kind of figured it was a satire, especially when they went to Billy. I mean, not Billy, Zach.
Zach, yeah.
And they showed him having that Tybo or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he had those two girls making it in the background. Right. So, yeah. Now, like I said, I'm listening to Tommy, and he was kind of, upset about it and stuff. It seemed like he was doing, an audition tape to kind of get put it. hey, guys, I don't like it, so please put me in the next movie, okay? would you? You know, I mean, I love Jason Frank, but like I said, he was like, I wouldn't let my daughter or my kids watch it. I'm like, your kid's going to watch it regardless or not, You ain't going to stop your kid from watching something. I don't see anybody grabbing their children. Let me grab my 5-year-old and shove their head in front of this YouTube video. Look at this.
Right, right.
You see this? This is what a real man feels when you watch Power Rangers. So I think that whole this is a real man, this is a real adult, what gritty thing, I think that's what kind of just annoyed me the most about this whole thing.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, so.
I guess that's that, my man. Yes, that is that. That is the Darkness episode 64.
Mm. Woo! Nintendo 64. Bah, 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 bah.
Yes, sir. Good old days.
I was actually playing it at work today because somebody downloaded it on one of our cell phones. And every day in the morning, I just go over there in the corner and just playing. And I'm going to try to beat the whole game. So.
Nice. Yeah, man. Fond memories of that system. Fond memories. But yes, people. I hope we gave you some fond memories today. This episode.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
And if we did, let's make sure that you spread those fond memories by remembering to vote for the Movie Spoiler Podcast at thepodcastawards.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Vote
people.
For us.
Make sure. And that movies and film category, make it happen, people. Make it happen, people. And thank you once again for listening to us. We know you got a choice in podcasts, and we appreciate you for choosing us this week. Feels so special. So special.
Yes, people, like I said, I'm trying to make it better, more enjoyable for everyone.
Yes.
So.
I don't even hear about your fucking weekend anymore. Yes. yes, people, thank you. I appreciate you for listening this week.
But yes. So, yeah, people, we'll talk to you next time. We'll talk to you later. Go ahead, sign off
yes,
for Cody.
People, if you want to hear more about CJ's weekends and his downfall into bootlegs, you can reach him at
Chicago John on Facebook. And you can meet me at Lou Joe at Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, you can find me on Twitter at Cody W and on Facebook at Cody Williams. I'm sure you'll know my face when you see it. And yes, people, it is that time. We want to say goodbye to you. Well, go ahead, CJ.
I was just saying, just look for Jayden breathing down your
Jesus
neck.
Jesus Christ, fuck you. Nowhere near my goddamn neck. Under my fucking boot. Anyway.
How can I be under the boot if I'm in the boot?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
It's all about me.
All right, goddamn it. yes, people, in order to get to that light at the end of the tunnel, you must first go through
the darkness.
The darkness. Later, you oh so beautiful bastards, you.
Peace.